Okay, Mishnah Berurah, Siman Kuf Lamed Beis. I think Siman Kuf Lamed. Siman Kuf Lamed Beis. I want to go back to the end of Sif Beis, the very end of Sif Beis of Kuf Lamed Beis. He says about Peter Maktoris. The Yeshe Kostel Mizoher Lomar Peter Maktoris Mitoich Haksav. Below Baal Peh, Mishum Shalamir, Bamokam Aktoro, Bachashin and Shema Yudaleg, he'll skip one of the 11. Echad Meyasamamonim, that's one of the 11. Bachadas Asamonim Hoyuva, and then there's a bunch afterwards. After you finish Vikinom Boris Karshina, after you finish Vikinom on Tisha, then there's Boris Karshina, Tisha Kabin Yin Kafrisin, Melach Stomis, and Mala Oshon. So no, they don't count. But the 11, the first 11, so Mchis v'chas b'chol somanei achayiv misa. It's not so clear what that means. It's Machlokes Rishonim, Maseches Krisos. If it means when you make the k'tiris, you leave out an ingredient, or it means when you makdir the k'tiris, you leave out an ingredient and you go into the Beis HaMikdash, what's called a biur reikonis. You go into the Beis HaMikdash without the proper k'tiris, and so that's why you chayiv misa. It's a machlokes rishonim why you chayiv misa, but al kaponim, so skipping, we're saying the k'tiris and we're doing a neshalma parim slaseinu, so say skipping it is not a good thing. Some said, and therefore you should say mitoy chaksav. And as we said yesterday, some people actually write it in a klaf ksav ashuris, because I don't know, the Kabbalists love the k'tiris. I don't know. And that's where the minhag started, that they started dropping it from davening, because people are rushing to work. That's why, like, we have people leaving in the middle of a volitzion, but he was afraid people will leave in the middle of Peter Maktoris and they'll skip, they'll be in a rush. Okay, so that's where the minute came to drop it, and they Shabbos they said it probably because presumably no one's going to work. The Mishnah Berurah says Shema Yudalek Sifkot Yud Zayin Ubeis Yosef. The fact that he doesn't like that. Aloyein Misa LeBaHaktorah Loi BaAmira. All right, well that's pretty obvious. The whole point was that the Amira is Neshama Parnas Foseinu. I guess the Beis Yosef understood that they meant it seriously, that the guy's going to be Chayav Misa. So he said, you know, you're getting a little carried away. The guy's not going to be Chayav Misa. Relax. And as we said yesterday, the real place for it seems to be before davening, in Karbonos, before Shemona Esrei. I said over yesterday, it's a Chiddush Nataz. It's Kedai to hear it again, in case someone's here tonight that wasn't here last night. The Taz says that this Parshas Tomid that we say is connected to Zrikas Hadama Tomid and Shmona Esrei, even if it corresponds to the Korban Tomid, it corresponds to the Hakrova of the Evoria Tomid. So, and really the main part of a Korban is interesting is the Zrika, not the Haktora. Akapana, but that's
Zrika before you do the Haktora.
What?
Why do you have to do it before?
Do
Shrika
what?
Shrika is not before the Haktorah. Why can't you do it after
that? Shrika is before the Haktorah of the
Evorim
of the Ola.
Oh, he's talking about
the Ola. The Shrika's Adam Atomid is the Parshas Tomid. That's the Shrika. And the Shmona Esrei corresponds to the Haktorah of the Evorim. That would place the saying of the Kairos indeed in Karbonos. After you've said Parshas Atomid, that's in the right place. Kabbalistically, you repeat it, they're repeating it once you've said it before Shmona Esrei, then the repetition after Shmona Esrei, which Nusach Sfar does universally and Nusach Ashkenaz does it in Eretz Yisrael, is already a Kabbalistic thing because you've said it already. So really, you don't have to say it after davening if you said it before Shmona Esrei. If you said it in Karbonos, there's no reason to repeat it afterwards. It's just al pi Kabbalah, the Arizal, or the
same law.
The Arizal says not to say.
To say it both times.
No, but it's strange. The Arizal is saying to say that because the Torah Shabbat that part, not the Torah, not the parsha.
So
I'm just saying,
saying the Samamonim is what the Neshama Parsha is saying. You're speaking out the Samamonim. So we compromise. The Yeshe Kosu Dosum Sheinomer Rak B'Shabbes Ein Margal Abapamayo Kolkach Sheyomer B'Tachasidus. Ironically, those that drop the minig of saying it during the week and they only say it Shabbos. So again, originally the Hakpoda was make sure you say it from a siddur. Don't skip a word. That became, you know what, let's not say it at all. Because people are rushing out the door and they might skip a word no matter what. So then ironically the Mishnah Berurah speaking out, if you don't say it during the week, you're certainly more likely to make a mistake if you say it by heart. So if you skip it during the week, you should certainly make sure on Shabbos to say it from a siddur. And they're the ones that have to be makbid to say it from the siddur. But if you say it every day, so then you don't have to be so makbid. Why should you skip a word? But l'maisa, okay, in Eretz Yisrael, everybody says it every day. Even if you don't say it before davening. But in Chutzlar, it's only Nusach Svardos. Okay, but then you got the guys that say it from the clock. You'll know we really made it in Beis Tefillah when someone donates a Pita Maktoris thing. I think that cubbyhole will be the perfect place for it. We'll keep it there. It'll be in a glass enclosed. Please, nobody donate it. You want to donate cloth, I got a more important cloth for you to donate. Okay. Shiyotze mi beis haknesses, oimer Hashem mecheini, goimer, I don't think people do this. Maybe they do. I don't know anybody that does. U'mishtacha beviyotze. I don't know people that are mishtakle the yotzei, but there certainly is a hakpada to walk out of the shul backwards. Not to turn your back to the Aron Kodesh and walk out, but to back out of the shul. That, yeah, I do it. First of all, it's not poshut that it doesn't have the kedusha of the shul. It's a Shailan, the Achronim, Rebbe Yashir has an opinion on it, Rebbe Zalman had an opinion on it. The problem is, the issue is it's a place that's miyuchad for davening, but there's no roof. Maybe you need dafka a roof. There's no real machitzas, it's not a room, it's an open area, but it's a mokum that's miyuchad for davening. It's a machlekas, the Heintika poskim, if it has kedushas based knesses or not.
Inside the Myra,
it certainly does. Certainly does, because you're in a room and it's miyuchad for davening.
Then maybe you should go twice, because that's for sure in a place it's maybe. And let's say you're davening there and you're going out of that arch, so you should do it over there, but the arch. Because the other place is not.
You don't need to
what?
Walk
but
all the way back.
So where do you walk back? Is that your question? How far back? Meikar Hadin, let's call it Meikar Hadin. So you want to know? Only a few steps. The Mikdash Nami. Now, once you leave the plaza, if you assume the whole plaza, so then you should. The whole plaza?
Behind the whole men's section.
Not the plaza. I meant the place up till.
Can you pick up the eagle?
Yeah. Mishtachah v'yotze, the v'miklish namik shagomru ha'avoda, or you mishtachah v'yotzin. That's if you learn Masechus Tamid with Rabbi Bernstein. Every time they finished an avoda, they bowed down. They were mamish mishtachah. I don't know, I never saw people doing this. Let's learn Kuf Lamed Gimel. Din Baruchu b'Shabbos. B'Shabbos v'yom tevein omrim Baruchu achar Kaddish Basra. Ritzon Olomah, the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Yesh Makomo Shenoagim Lomer Kaddish Ubaruchu Acha Gemara Tfila Shespalalu Kol Atzibur. We do just Baruchu, not Kaddish. In Eretz Yisrael and in Nusach Svar, just Baruchu. It really makes sense to do Kaddish and Baruch Hu, but we just do Baruch Hu. Finally, Elba Mishnebura Reis Simon Samachtesh Abiyanisham HaKol Ladina. So on Shabbos V'yomtiv, you don't. Why not? Hagah. Afilu B'mokim Shanogu L'omru B'mol Sachol. Shem Elo Yechidim HaBeis HaKnezer Sher Omru Baruch Hu. Yikom V'gom B'Shabbos V'yomtiv Ein La'omru. Why? To HaKol Bo in the Beis HaKnezer called in Baruch Hu. Because presumably people come to Shul before Baruch Hu on Shabbos V'yomtiv. That's probably true. The Mishnah Berurah says that filu amira, even if it happens that someone is late, yikomuko mustama kavar shama barchu me'olam l'torah. In other words, theoretically, the guy that missed it could say a barchu after davening, but it's not necessary if he heard barchu from the olam l'torah. That's why. So what ended up happening is that in Nusach Ashkenaz, even in Eretz Yisrael, they don't say Baruch Hu after davening on Mondays, Thursdays, or Shabbos. They're not supposed to. I mean, if they want to follow the Nusach, not just have a free-for-all, so Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't say Baruch Hu after davening on Mondays and Thursdays either. Koshken Shabbos. Nusach Sfard says it Mondays and Thursdays, but I believe not Shabbos. I'm not sure. I know Friday night, Nusach Sfard and Sorotskin says Baruch Hu. What?
Friday night.
You mean they make a whole big deal out of it. Right, that's what's funny. Like, again, the theory is it's less obligatory to say it then. The minig makes less sense then because you have less people that missed it in shul. That's the idea. Well, Marv is the same thing. When the minig is to say it after Nayar, you don't do it Friday night, because the presumption is that there's nobody that missed it.
What if you knew that someone came late, or the person came late, would it be wrong to say it Friday night?
The only thing wrong would be that you're embarrassing yourself.
Should you say it?
You absolutely should. You should overcome your embarrassment. Oslo Evosh Barbiti El Kol Mitzvah Secha, and you missed the Baruch Hu. You should overcome your embarrassment, then you should say it. And if you don't want to be embarrassed, come on time. The person that actually missed Baruch Hu, L'chaira, should say it Friday night. Shabbos day, not, because Taka, he'll hear it from the Olam L'Torah.
Right, Shabbos morning, a lot more embarrassing.
Shabbos morning, you don't have to. You have all those Baruch Hus. What? Okay, I don't know. Let's go through a little. I don't know if we'll do the whole thing. The beer halacha. Does everyone have it? I think some Mishnah Berurah printings don't have it. In the beginning of Kuf Lamed Beis in the beer halacha, there's a kuntres maimar kadesha. Yeah, you have it. If you're ever a gabbai or a rabbi in a shul, you have to know this. Now, ironically, you don't have to know it for the context that the Bir Alok is talking about. He's talking about parceling out Kaddish. We don't parcel out Kaddish. Probably safe to say most shuls nowadays don't parcel out Kaddish. Probably the overwhelming majority of shuls don't. But it's still no Geya who gets the Omud, because that we do parcel out. It's kedai to learn. You get a little yedius or something you didn't know much about. You thought it was arbitrary. You thought till now the guy that gave the biggest donation to the shul got the omud. So there's halachas. Chamisha chilukim heim b'amiras kaddish. There's seven levels. Ve'elu heim. Ben Shiva. You could have someone during Shiva being in shul. You have a Ben Shiva. Shabbos, he comes to shul. Under certain circumstances, even not Shabbos, Dovel will be in shul. Ben Shloshim. Shneimus HaChodesh for a parent. Yom HaFsoka, the day he stopped saying Kaddish, of the 11 months, that's our Minog. The yard site, that's Yom HaShana, the yard site. V'yesh L'chol Echad Madrega B'fnei Atzmo. V'tam Chalukah Seilu, the reason we have different levels of Kedima, of obligation. I don't know if the right word is obligation. They're not different levels of obligation. They're different levels of importance. So we give a gift kedima to the more important. So he says, where does that come from? Nirish yosdu chazal fi midas hadin amasuach. An ovel, there's a midas hadin being shoreh, both on the mace, he's being judged, and on the ovel, he's in a perona situation, so he's facing midas hadin.
What?
Midas hadin situation. Peronis, I said. He's in a Peronis situation and he needs Hagona also. So Kaddish is a protection of sorts. For the mace, it's certainly a protection. The famous Medrash of Rabbi Akiva, that's where it all comes from. Akiva found someone's son and he taught him how to say Kaddish and Baruch Hu, and he saved him from all sorts of terrible punishments. And for the Ovel himself, it's a protection from the Peronis. Well, again, therefore, obviously, the 7 days of Avelus Shiva is the most intensely. The mace needs is being judged now, and the Chai is certainly with the Midas Hadin Mesucha. Shloshim, okay, a little less, still pretty intense. Yud Beis Chodesh, okay, so you have those three levels. Yortzeit is also because Yom Isra Mazolo Shalobel. It's also like not a good day for the Ovel. You would say an unlucky day. But what? There's such a minute that Ovel doesn't go to a Suda. A Suda. My daughter. What? On the outside. For a parent. We had that situation. My wife had the outside for her mother on Thursday. And we made my daughter's wedding, we wanted it to be Thursday, but the Suda was Thursday night. So if you look through the halacha, the hakpada is on the Suda, not on the chuppah. So we were okay with making the chuppah on Thursday, which was my mother-in-law's yard site. And Thursday night was already the Suda. That's why my brother-in-law also attended the chasna. Same issue. Actually, for years I thought the Hakpada was on the Chuppah. And when it was Negeya, I went through the Inyan more thoroughly and I saw that the Hakpada was on the meal, very clearly on the meal. It's just a minig, by the way, it's not a din. That a novel refrains from going to a chasana, and now I know eating the meal of a chasana on the day of the yard site is a minhug, not a din. No, it's both. You shouldn't go. Right, a simcha.
It's a strange feeling. Because by the other, there's no difference between the four.
Yeah, because the minhag of the yard site is only to participate in the suda. Certainly the simcha is more intense. Actually, Rav David Dovitz, who's a noble now from his father, came to my daughter's chasana. He was by the chuppah. I was very surprised. But he told me that there's all sorts of sforim and poiskim. He told me he was going with the malach that it's okay to go to the chuppah if there's no music. That you could attend the chuppah without music. So he said there was no music and he wanted to come to the chuppah, so that's why he was there. I was like very taken aback when I saw him. Okay, yortzeit is the bad mazel for the ovel and nachas ruach for the parent. Okay, so that's also, so that's the four. The yom hafsaka nagu ha'avelim losis lo kol hakadeshim. Why? No, to have a din kedima. Because he's really giving them a whole month. Because really, 12 months makes sense to say Kaddish. But he's saying 11 months because that became the minig to say 11, but he's really being mavater a whole month. So they give him that last day. Nosnalo kedima zu. Umehai time ain't a kaidim litchos liyard site to the ben shloishim. He ain't a mistakim club. They don't gain anything. They don't gain anything. Al yodo de belavach yeshlam din kedima olav. Okay. Now the Mishnah Berurah goes through some dinim about how you reckon Shiva and Shloshim.
Yom HaSukkah is only has Kadima, other Yippes.
Yeah. Ein Monin HaShiva VaShloshim Kim Yom Kvuroso. From the Kvura, because that's follow the dinim of Avelus. I don't know if that's the reason. Just like the dinim of Avelus, you follow from Stimas HaGolel, it's called, from when the burial is finished, that's when you start Shiva. So the Midas Hadin call it the Mishpat. We assume the Shiva and the Shloshim, the intensity of the Din, is also based on the Yom HaKvura, just like the Halachas of Avelus. In other words, you'll be noyek, a person would be Noyak Shiva and Shloshim from the Kvura. We'll see in a second. Av Shavas Man. What?
Lagabi these dinim.
Probably it starts in the Kvura. Av Shava is what?
Shiva is only known after.
We're not talking here about Hanhogas Havelus. Here we're talking about the saying of the Kadima of Kaddish, which is based on Midas Hadin. So you could say if the Kvura was on Chalamoid, so that the Hanhogas Havelus start after Yom Tiv, what about the Gabi Lizdin? The truth is, before it would be Nagei Lamais, I would have to do the research before passing Lamais on that. Ein Moina Meshiva Shloshim Kim Yom Kvuroso, even if there's a Zman Rav Ben Misa the Kvura, Ve'en Moinen Miyom HaMisa Lo Miyom Shenodalo. Okay. Iker Dinam Shel Gehenna Maskul Nestimus HaGoyla Yartzeit Moinen Miyom HaMisa. Yartzeit is the Miyom HaMisa, even the first year. In a Shaila, the first year, sometimes the Yartzeit, you're supposed to celebrate it later because the Yud Beis Chodesh, because people stop being knowing their Avelus at the yard site. But sometimes the Yud Beis Chodesh goes past the yard site because if you follow the Kvura. So there's a, it depends how many days, it's an Asik. So there's a Negei of Top. I just went through a Top or Medina. The Yom HaFsaka. So the yard site's the Yom HaMisa. The first year might be different sometimes when you consider it the yard site. Yom HaFsaka is Miyom HaKvura. Okay. You don't say Mitzvah Yom Kikulo Linyan Shiva Shloshim Lagabi Din Kadima, he's saying. The Fila B'Tfilas HaMincha Yesh Lo Adayin Zchus Shel Shiva Ushloshim. Okay, we'll stop here. On the side, maybe tomorrow we'll learn a little more of the Bir Halacha, and then whether or not we finish, we'll go weiter tomorrow. It's Hashem Monday night.